It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning and welcome to a Motivational Monday. It's July 18th, 2022, in case you skipped a year somewhere. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. And in the world of sports, we have no games today. That's right, spring break. So there's no games. But when we come back, we'll tell you what's going on the rest of the week. You can hear the no games, 94.3 and 100.5. But they're sports talk all day long. So if you're into sports, that's your station, 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. Yes, they're growing in the service area. They continue to grow. Now, when do they come to your neighborhood? Well, you have to go to twncom.com/Mojave. And that's com, C-O-M-M, .com/Mojave. And you pre-register. It doesn't cost you anything, and you're not committing to anything. You just sign up, and then they will email you where they're working, and you'll know when they're going to get to your house or business. Or you can call 888-227-2095 if you want. Then also, you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road, right behind Glam RN. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and lunch or dinner. Downstairs, we got three great restaurants, the Island Style Kitchen, the Unique Eatery, and Daniels. Then over in the corner, a nice little ice cream snack shop. Upstairs, everything from clothing to boots and chocolate to movies, sports items to sunglasses. On the front of the mall, a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a bar, a dollar store, and a nail salon. Check us out at the mall. Southwest Financial Center. Do you have an expensive Medicare F or G supplement plan and you're thinking, I'm paying too much, I need to change? Well, a major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed the underwriting rules for a short time. This could possibly save you up to $100 a month. Hello, $100 a month. You may instantly qualify for a new Plan G. Call for details. Call the Southwest Financial Center, 928-763-4360, but only if you want to save $1,200 a year, you know, $100 a month. 928-763-4360. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Yes, healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. All the food that's good for you, and it fills you up. You can't beat it. Now, you can check their website for specials all the time. And then there's what they call Meal Prep Solutions, where you order your lunch. You can order your lunch for the whole week, pick it up in five different plastic containers, and then just, boom, microwave it. Boom, you're set. No drive-through, no nothing. All right, now into the studio. And as always, on Mondays, we play one band or one artist. And today, the artist is the one and only Cher. And in the studio, our first guest of the week, Dr. Ziri. Welcome.
Thank you, Larry.
And all this week, we're going to be interviewing the Bullhead City candidates for city council and for mayor. And Dr. Ziri is the first one in, and Dr. Ziri is running for mayor of Bullhead City. I got a ton of questions, so we're going to go kind of quick.
I don't know how you will do in 20 minutes.
We'll see. Who's supporting you? Do you have
whole community. I don't get endorsement from outside the city. Like Lake Havasu, uh-huh. I got from all communities endorsing me. If you see 250 yard sign all over the city in people's houses, these are the people who are supporting me.
Okay. Who was your favorite mayor or city council member in the past?
This is a tricky question, huh?
just
Jack,
somebody
Jack,
that,
Jack Hakim.
Someone who impressed you, Jack Hakim.
Yeah.
Okay. Bullhead City currently has a 2% sales tax. They've had it since we started the city. Should it be raised?
Never.
Never? Okay, good. How are we doing with water rights, and do you see conservative measures in the future?
You know, I mean, this is like, really, I cannot answer in 30 seconds, but, right. You know, city is doing, like I talk in a forum too, the city is doing their best. What we need is the support from the other agencies, which are 15, especially, you know, we just started a task force, and I think that's going to help us.
Okay. Should a second homeless shelter be built in North Bullhead City?
Definitely, you know. Same thing I talk in a forum, that the homeless center is really not working 100%, and we have a lot of unsheltered people. And first of all, we need to maybe modify the ordinance which city has, and we need more shelter, whatever we can do to help the homeless people, you know. I mean...
Okay. And this was a question from Facebook. Your thoughts on the 2020 election, was it stolen nationwide?
Oh, that's out of my paycheck. Yeah, okay. I'm running for mayor, not for senator.
Right. How can Bullhead City help with the lack of qualified workforce?
See, this is the problem all over the city, not just in the clinic, in the hospital, in restaurant, in the nursing home, in everywhere. What we need to do is the two main important things. Number one is education, because the people who come here, which are young people, they are looking for education for their kids. So they look what is the SAT score and ACT score. So make sure we have a good education system for their kids. The second thing is the senior people, and we need to make sure, which we are working for last many years, that we have a good healthcare system.
Do you have ideas to increase water safety on the river?
Definitely, yeah. So, like we already talked about that a few minutes ago. So, what we need to do is to make sure that we involve the other agencies. And we just started task force, and I think we should all work together, and it will help us.
What about ideas for reducing traffic on Highway 95?
Oh, we already talked about that many times, you know. So, the short term, what we need to do is to do the Arcadia in London, which is overdue for a long time, which was in our main plan in 1984. And the bridge is going to help us too. And the long-term plan is to maybe make another bridge in the center of the city, like Hancock or Riverview. And what we can do is to work with the county about the Mountain View and the Vendor Slice to connect parallel to Highway 95.
Okay, now I'm looking for grades from A to F.
OMG.
Well, what grade would you give our city parks?
City park, I will give them E.
E?
E.
Okay.
Not F. Okay. No. I mean, A is the best, am I right?
Right.
Oh, no, B.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
B. That's right.
No, B. I will give A if we include more local people for our community park.
Okay.
Because, you know, the last time I try to make sure that the Laughlin and the Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley, they don't charge for fee and they're still charging them. If they don't charge them, it'll be A.
Okay.
Otherwise, B.
All right. How about our roads in our town?
Our roads are really doing good. If you see the CIP right now for the budget for next year, out of $66 million, $33 million we are doing for the roads. So I think we are doing a great job in our roads.
How about the water system?
Water system is a big, big, big thing we need to talk about in detail. I cannot give in 30 seconds, but we need to understand, and the community need to understand, that this is like an old house you bought. This house is broken. It's aged. It's like, you know, one day happening this, one day happening that. This is an investment of $100 million. Any investment need a money to put in to make it better, and I think we are going through it, towards that. But there are a lot of things we need to discuss. We cannot discuss in 30 seconds here.
Okay. Planning and zoning, what grade do you give them?
B.
B.
If you see their meetings, I watched some of their meetings. They are really doing a good job.
Good. How about our police department?
Police department, B.
Animal control.
Animal control is B.
Senior campus.
Senior campus is A.
And city manager Toby Cotter.
A.
Okay. Good. Does Bullhead City do enough for the... let's see here. Oh,
you are lost.
I am. Do you have ideas for the families of Bullhead City to do more?
See, the family for the we are doing a lot. You know, we have to understand that we need to have a good connection with nonprofit organization. You know, the city run by the nonprofit organization, not by the city. We have almost 235 nonprofit organization in our city. And what we need to do is the summer camp, you know, for our kids in the summer with the help of Boys and Girls Club or other nonprofit organization that will help them do something. Maybe in the future, not today, tomorrow, maybe after a few years, we think about water park too.
Okay. Let's go back to the water for just a moment. It seems like every city council meeting, Mark Clark, who's the director of the water system, comes to city council and says, this broke, I need money to fix it. Should we keep throwing money after this water system? And is that a loan to the enterprise? Because the water and the sewer are an enterprise. So when the city says, yes, you can have $75,000 for this new pump, is that a loan to the enterprise zone?
You know, if you see the most of the, let me explain you to understand how city work. The CIP, if you see $66 million in a CIP, which is a capital improvement plan.
Right.
If you see the water is 11% in CIP and water waste is 17%. But $66 million, only $9 million coming from the general fund. So all this money which we are putting in is through the forgiveness loan. So like we are doing a WIFA for infrastructure and all this loan. This is not coming out from the general fund. This is the advantage of the way we are doing our budget for the last few years, that our general fund is only 54,000, but our total budget is 159 million. To 54 million, 159 million, what is the difference? So much, right? Where coming from? Not from general fund. It's all coming from the grant and the loan forgiveness. So it's not coming from the public. It's coming from the government.
Okay.
So I mean, again, you know, my house, I have an old house in Palo Verde, built in 1985. Every week I had to repair something, garage door, plumbing system. I'm not going to sell my house or start crying because I have to fix it. The same thing, this is an investment. We spend $100 million. Now, we need to make it fixed for the community because we need to keep rate, like we told them that we got the airport, so we keep the rate low. So we had to keep rate low, and we had to continue doing what we're doing.
Okay, let's take our first break. We're going to come back and ask Dr. Ziri some more questions here after this. Stick around. Do want to remind you, Paul Lavoie's coming in next at the top of the hour. He's got the fire chief and the police chief from Lake Havasu on the program. So tune that in. Coming your way right after the news at 11 o'clock.
If you currently have an expensive Medicare F or G supplement and have been considering a change, listen up. A major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed the underwriting rules for a very short time. This could possibly save you up to hundreds of dollars a month. Call the Southwest Financial Center for details. You may instantly qualify for a Plan G supplement. Call the Southwest Financial Center at 928-763-4360. Ask about a free fitness membership and household discount. 928-763-4360.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Attention Mojave County Realtors, this is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Walker Service Electric. Every day, Walker electricians wake up in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Havasu, and they go out to work. They got all the training, the experience, and certificates for residential issues and commercial electrical issues, new construction, and highline power. Their trucks are on the road for you if you need a little help with an electrical issue because you don't want to play with electricity. Think Walker Service Electric. Put the number in your cell phone because they are available 24/7 if you have an emergency on the weekends. 928-718-9444. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. It's strawberries everywhere. Yeah, strawberry, fresh strawberry buttermilk pancakes with eggs and bacon, or fresh strawberry crepes platter with eggs and bacon. Plus, you can take a whole strawberry pie home if you want. And then there's the fresh cookies and the muffins and the pies. Yeah, oh, also good. Chocolate overload cake, chocolate peanut butter drop, and raspberry lemon drop. And Fridays is Fish Friday. All you can eat at Perkins. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Mojave Electric Cooperative. You like to save money? Well, you get that co-op connection card for free. Just stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up. It's a little key bob. It goes on your keychain. You save money at, oh, Chili's, Joshua Springs, Mattress Land, The Dive Shack, Barron Services, yeah, Hayes Chiropractic, Office Express. Just some of the places around town. When you flop out that key bob, they give you 5%, 7%, 10%, whatever, it's whatever their standard is. So get yours free at MEC on Hancock Road, but only if you like to save money. All right, back in the studio with Dr. Ziri here, and we got about 5 minutes left.
That's all?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so when it comes to the mayor, when can the mayor give the city manager direction?
24/7.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Mm. Okay.
Why not? Mayor and the city manager is like, I'm the chief of staff at the hospital, am I right? And we are CEO. We have to work together to run smoothly our business. He's from corporation, and I'm from the medical staff. I'm taking care of 175 physicians. He's taking care of his business. I'm the community doctor. I have to make sure that we take care of the community and not the business and get all money to Tennessee, am I right? So this is how the city council and the mayor and the city manager work. City manager work for the mayor and for the city and for the community.
Okay.
So mayor should be a leader, leading, you know. So I think that mayor should be involved 24/7. Which he should know everything. He don't need to say something or do something until unless it's needed to change something, but he should be involved in each and everything.
Okay, but my question was, when can the mayor give direction to the city manager?
Whenever he want to.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to wait till after 2 years to give the direction or whatever you did 2 years ago, it was wrong. So let me tell you now what to do now, you know. You should be involved 24/7.
What role and responsibility does the mayor have that city council members don't?
I mean, mayor is basically is the same thing like I told you. He's like in charge of the city council, how to run the city. And mayor is basically a leader, you know, leader of not just the Bullhead City, surrounding community too. We need to understand that we have 84,000 population here, you know, outside the city.
Right.
Port Mojave, Mojave Valley, Laughlin, part of the Golden Valley, and this all, we have to take care of all, we have to take care of all non-profit organizations. Even mayor is the leader. He has to take care of a whole community.
What keeps you awake at night when it comes to Bullhead City?
Bullhead City. I mean, mainly, you know, bother me is about homeless. When I see them, you know, that we are not taking care of them. That really make me awake. And the ordinance which we did, that we cannot feed the homeless without any alternative. You know, if you have alternative, the shelter is not the alternative.
Right.
So if you have some alternative we provide to this population here or community here or for our brother and sister homeless, I can understand. But without any alternate, just put the ordinance and say we cannot feed the homeless people, I mean our brother and sister in park, that really bothered me.
Okay. What ideas might you bring to the city council as mayor that we're not doing now?
So you know that the few things which we are not doing is, number one, we are not doing any, most of the thing we are not doing for the local people. I mean, we are more getting to it as a business than as the local. So I think we need to do more for the local people. Number two, you know, that homeless. We need to take care of a homeless population, either provide the alternate way to how to feed them, or maybe change or modify the ordinance. The other thing, you know, that affordable housing is a big, big issue. I think we need to work on that, that how we can take care of the affordable housing. Also, you know, that we are not connected with outside the Bullhead City. You know, we need to connect with the Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Laughlin, Golden Valley, because 84,000 population, this is how we're going to bring the big businesses here to sell the Bullhead City. So like if you want to bring the Sprout or you bring Trader Joe's, you have to tell them that we are not 42,000 population, we are 84,000 population. Because sometime if you bring something, maybe Lake Havasu don't have and they will come and shopping here.
Right.
Or the Kingman don't have and it happened before in the past. Also the other thing is the street lights. A lot of people are complaining about the street light and the sidewalk. Right now in this budget, we only put $60,000 for the sidewalk. I think we need more.
Okay.
And the street light. Then the summer program for the youth with the help of Boys and Girls Club. Then Adult Daycare Center, which is very important, is my project. I'm working on that to start in the senior center. Is a Kim Cool idea. Then EV charger station. Then ordinance for fireworks. We already did this. Then affordable housing and the veterans. You know, we need to do something for veterans like I just saw the Leo put something on his Facebook that they are doing a veteran hospital here for 100 beds, but we need maybe veteran clinics here. We have in Laughlin, but I think we need in Bullhead. And the solar, you know, solar panels we need here.
Okay. Do you have a website?
Yeah, I have a website. It's zeriformayor.com.
Okay, Dr. Ziri, thank you so much. I think the whole world has your cell number, don't they?
Yeah, whole world has my number.
Go ahead.
But thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Stick around. We're going to come right back. Juan Lazarga will be here. Stick around. He's running for 2-year council.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, rated a 4-star facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They exceptionally and hardworking continue to constantly sanitize the entire building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, installation, and landscaping with an owner on the job each and every day. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your family and your pets. Call 928-758-5499. Pets 5150, I saw Liz the other night at the Boys and Girls Club event here at the East Center. And they were putting up a video, her and her little helper there, as I was talking to them. And I said, I love your videos because they show these pets are having a good time at Pet 5150. They took one pool the other day and put ice cubes in it so it stayed nice and cool for the dogs. And that's where you should take your dog. If you want to leave your dog someplace during the day while you work, check out Pet 5150. You can call Liz at 928-577-7390. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, a vacation home, a pool, an add-on, a refi, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, 928-288-2691. He sits at a great big desk. You come in, you start filling out paperwork, and you need $120,000. And you look up, and he's gone. Where'd he go? There's no window. There's no door. Well, his chair's a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault, underground. It's the size of the Pentagon. It's huge. Huge. Yeah, every shelf has money. He goes down there and he gets your $120 off a shelf. He puts it on a silver platter and brings it back up and hands it to you. It's that simple at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Give him a call, 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. All right, now into the studio, Juan
Lizárraga.
Lizárraga.
It's hard to pronounce.
Lizárraga.
Lizárraga.
Yes, okay. I'm going to blow that for a long time. Juan, who's been a chamber ambassador for years and a local entrepreneur, and then recently was appointed to council, and now you're running for the 2-year term.
Yes.
Okay, who's supporting you?
Who supported me? Well, basically the community. I'm really not looking for endorsements. Pretty much running unopposed, so I'm not seeking any endorsements right now.
Okay. Do you have a favorite past city council member or mayor?
I like Brady. Brady's done a good job ever since I've known him. And I like Annette Wegman. She's been, you know, a community leader, and I like what she does, and she's doing a good job.
Okay. Bullhead City started back in the 80s with a 2% sales tax. Do you think that should be increased?
No, I think we're doing fine with that.
Okay. All right. Which is basically $2 on $100. But mm-hmm. How about our water rights? Do we have enough water?
Well, there's a shortage. I don't know if we have enough, but there are things being put in place where we can make sure that we have enough water, but we can always have more.
Do you see at some point in time that the city might issue conservation measures?
That could be very possible. Yeah, okay. If it continues, it could be a reality.
Are we doing enough for the homeless population?
There's programs out there, I think. We need to get the community and more nonprofits to get involved. It seems like the Catholic Charities is taking on the brunt of it, and that's not fair to them, so they need help.
Should a second homeless shelter be built in North Bullhead?
No, I think the one we have should be enough. We just need to iron out all the details there. That should be enough.
Okay. Should Bullhead City establish a certification for service dogs allowed in businesses?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay. Mojave High School just added metal detectors for guests and for students. What's your thoughts?
Well, it's a good thing, I think, for safety reasons, and I think there's a whole lot more we can do, but that's a great first step. I support it.
This question came from the public. Do you think that the 2020 election was stolen?
I don't think so.
Okay. Are you worried this year?
No.
Okay. Is our government in Bullhead City transparent enough?
I believe it is.
Okay. Community Park. They chose to cut it in half and put a road through it. And that was voted on by the council. But former city council member Mark Clark was in favor of removing that parking lot on the north side and increasing the park. What are your thoughts?
I think it's good the way it is because we have that commercial launch now and people need to get over there to get on their rented jet skis and boats. So I think they did a good thing. It helps out with the events that are coming up as well. So it's a good thing.
Okay. Any ideas for increasing water safety in Bullhead City?
Oh, yeah. We definitely need like a lifeguard program. That's like one of the top priorities. I'm going to look into getting our own homegrown lifeguards. That way, it's something that should have been here years ago or decades ago probably since we have a river here. So I'm not sure why nobody really thought about it back then, but we need it now.
Okay. What ideas do you have for reducing the traffic on Highway 95?
Traffic. I think we're already on it with the bridge and then with opening up probably, what's that one called? Vanderslice. I think that'll get us all the way to Needles. So, and then with the right turns that we're going to be getting. So I think with that, if that doesn't fix it, then we need to come up with some more ideas.
The city put in or requested from ADOT 18 right-hand turn lanes to ease traffic. Do you see those coming?
Yeah, I think we got like $9 million. We got half of what we were asking for, so that's a good start. So
okay.
It helped our marinas, I'm pretty sure, to help wherever we choose to put them. So okay. Let's see how that goes.
Now I'm looking for A to F.
A to F.
A is to the top and F is the bottom. Mm-hmm. How would you grade our city parks?
Our city parks? I'd say it's an A. I mean, there's always going to be room for improvement, but I think it's looking good. And what we got planned, it's going to be a real beautiful park.
And how about our roads?
Our roads? I'd say we're probably somewhere in the middle of a D, maybe.
Okay. And the water system?
The water system. Probably the same, around the middle. I'd say a C because we just took over it and we're working out all the kinks, so I give it a C.
How about our police department?
They give them an A. They do a good job.
How about our planning and zoning?
Planning and zoning, they do a good job, too.
Okay.
A.
Animal control?
Animal control, I would say a B.
Okay. Senior campus.
Senior campus, they're doing really good. I'll give it an A.
Toby Cotter,
he gets an A, too. He does a really good job.
Okay. Can Bullhead City afford to keep throwing money after this water system?
I think we can. We're doing really good, but we just took over it, so we gotta straighten it out before we can say it's, you know, success or failure. So we kind of inherited a mess there, but we got to throw money at it to get it to where we need it.
Does Bullhead City do enough for the families in Bullhead City?
No, I think we can do a lot more. Especially for the youth, they get really bored, especially in the summer, so we definitely can do a lot more for the youth.
Do you have some ideas?
Some more youth centers and probably more nonprofits where they can get involved in as far as volunteering and helping with some of these issues and keeping them here. That way when they graduate, they don't leave. So I think that we can afford to create some kind of system where we keep them here and entertained.
Okay. What keeps you awake at night when you think about Bullhead City?
Probably the lack of homes for people. People are sound desperate, like they need somewhere to stay, and then like they put it out there, and there's like nowhere, and they're going to get kicked out, and that's like, I want to just take them in, but I can't take them all in, you know?
No.
And it's just, I wish we had homes for them.
Is there something else you personally would like to see occur in Bullhead City?
I think the river safety is the number one issue right now is, like I said, the lifeguards, and see how we can prevent deaths on the river and keep everybody safe.
Okay. Who works for the city council?
Who works for the city? The city, the staff. Is that what you mean, or am I misunderstanding?
There's three specific people you employ that the city council interviews and hires.
Oh, well, probably the city manager.
Right.
I think the judge.
The judge, yep.
And maybe the city attorney or the clerk.
The clerk.
The clerk.
Yeah. And I think maybe the attorney or two. It might be four.
Yeah, I think city attorney too.
But I know the clerk, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Juan. And if you have questions, 702-298-1063. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep asking the questions here.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with a $5,000 SunWatts Education Grant for Renewable Energy Curriculum. Submissions are now being accepted for grant from teachers and schools in MEC's service area until the August 31st deadline. Two grants will be awarded, and the grant application is simple. Submit a short, written description of the lesson plan that teaches about renewable energy and materials and a cost breakdown. Please email your write-up to MECPA@MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun. And do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pet 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with TLC and a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call people crazy about pets. Pet 5150. 928-577-7390. Treat your dog. 928-577-7390.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, if you're hungry, head to the Laughlin Ranch for lunch. Yeah, you can look out over the grass and the golf course. You can enjoy steaks, pastas, burgers, sandwiches, salads, plus nightly specials. And tomorrow night, they have a barbecue. Barbecue ribs, barbecue burgers. Sounds good. Dine in or carry out. Remember, the public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. And you can see their entire menu at LaughlinRanch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions. How are the comfort tools in your home? Are they going to get you through the whole summer? Well, if you're thinking maybe they need to be serviced or checked, 928-758-2400. People in Bullhead City in California, Needles, they call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them service your comfort tools. Make sure your thermostat, your AC, and your swamp cooler are working to their fullest. Call them, 928-758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care to the tri-state area, residents and visitors. A 24-hour emergency room to serve you if when the time arrives. A chest pain center that can perform cardiac catheterization 24/7. I find out a week from today. and cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-CARE because they do. 928-763-2273. East West Financial Services, they want to help you with a retirement plan. Sit down and plan out how much money you need each month or desire each month. And do you have a nice asset to start with? Well, you know, and he always protects your asset. You never lose that initial investment. It's still there. And then every couple of years, you can reset it and raise it. Call Jack Mafar and find out how. It's free to sit down and talk with him. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. Call 928-888-9828. All right, we got about 12 minutes left here with Juan. Juan, are there other areas in our community besides city council that you're involved with?
Yeah, I'm still an ambassador with the chamber, and then I'm a Kiwanis member as well. I really like that. I've only been there about half a year, but I really like it.
And as a Kiwanis member, we like that you're there too.
Oh, thank you.
When can the council give direction to the city manager?
Pretty much any time. If we have an issue that we feel needs to be addressed, maybe a constituent talks to us or somebody from the community approaches us with a problem, then we can go talk to the city manager at any time and bring it up, try to get it on the agenda or see if we're working on it or get that problem solved.
Okay, but when can they give him direction, tell him what to do?
Oh, to tell him what to do. I don't know if we can tell him what to do. It would take, like, the whole council, like, voting, and then they'll take direction that way.
During the meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Publicly.
And who works for the city council?
Who works for the city council?
Right.
Well, the city manager.
Yeah.
And his staff, the city attorney. If we have any issues, we can talk to him. If it has to do with legal, and then they let us know our limits, what we can do and not do. But it has to be, mostly everything is public. We don't do really nothing behind closed doors.
Right. And when is the deal going to be complete with BLM and the city when they actually own Section 30?
I'm not even sure which part.
That's the community park. All the beach south that is currently state land, but we're in negotiations, and they're going to buy the Don Laughlin Ranch from us. And
okay, yeah. I
don't know when that's happening.
I think we already have that part from BLM. I'm not sure if they still have a piece of it or not. I thought we already owned it.
I think it's a lease.
I'm not sure about that.
I think so.
I would have to find out. I thought we owned it already.
Okay. Anything else you want to describe on Juan?
No, just, you know, I want to thank everybody who signed my petition and ask everybody to vote for me in this election coming up and get me in there, give me a chance to show them that I can come through for them and listen to the people and, you know, solve their problems.
And you have a strength of bilingual too, right?
Yes. So yeah. I'm fluent in Spanish, so I like reaching out to the Latin community and trying to get them more involved. We're about 24% of the population, and to me it seems like they're in the shadows. I want to pull them out and say, hey, you know, get involved in your community. This is our city. Let's all work together and solve all the common problems. We're all going to live here. Let's solve them together.
Do you have a website?
No, not yet. I'm still working on that.
And how can people listening get in touch with you?
They're just through the city. They're able to get at me and send me emails. They should be able to find that on the city's website.
Okay, perfect. I like it. All right. Juan, I've gone through all my questions.
Wow, that's good. I'm glad we got through them.
You went through them very well.
It only felt like 10.
Well, you were quick with your answers, so that's a good thing. Anything else you think about Bullhead City that we really need to be working on for the future?
Well, it's, you know, it's, we got a new mayor coming in. We got potentially half a new council coming in. So to me, it's going to be very interesting to see how that dynamic works together and what can we actually accomplish. Let's stay on track and see how we could even improve as far as how I see it being on track. But it's going to be very interesting for not only me, but for everybody.
And it's the current council, do you think the current council works well together?
I think so. Yeah, okay. We, you know, if you look at some of the meetings, we all vote together, and that shows that we're all on the same page and we're taking time to really study the agenda and vote accordingly. Very few times where we don't agree. So I think we work well together. I like everybody, so hopefully they all like me.
Well, that's a good thing. Yes. Okay, and you're, like you said, you're running unopposed for the 2-year seat.
Yes.
Why just 2 years?
That's what was available.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everything else was already, the 4-year was already full. So I want to see how I feel about this next 2 years, and then, you know, I can go for the 4-year or I can move on to something else. So far I like it. So let's see how the next 2 years works out and I can keep going or move on to something else. We'll see what happens.
How long ago in your world did you think about city council?
Not too long ago. It was very recent. Yeah, it just, I didn't realize how political it was. I never really been political, so I didn't realize how much politics is involved and, you know, all the different steps where it can lead to and everybody that's involved in it, you know, so, you know, being mayor, senator, representative. So there's a lot of ways to go. So I didn't realize that till just recently. It was a little bit of a surprise. I never really thought about it.
True. Okay, Juan, thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate your answers and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
All right.
All right, a couple things to remind you of. That Thursday morning, the Kingman Mega Chamber, they have a mega mixer at the MCC Bill Street Center. 5:30 p.m. Questions, call the chamber at 928-753-6253. Then there's a blood drive Saturday, or Friday, excuse me, the 22nd, in Needles at the Needles Community Center from 9 o'clock until 1. Questions, you call by talent at 877-258-4825. And then the big mixer at the new teacher mixer in Bullhead City for all the new teachers up and down the river from Needles to Laughlin to Topoc. All those, 97 of them, by the way, is going to be at MCC Room 600 on the 28th from 5:30 till 7:30. Any questions, call the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, 928-754-4121. If you want to put something in the gift bags for those teachers, call me, 928-201-3313. And there's a back-to-school summer splash on the 30th of this month at Ken Fovard Park. Free swimming, huge inflatable water slides. They're all free, too. Questions, call Kara at 928-234-7388. Jeff Foxworthy is coming to the E-Center on the 30th. Yeah, 8 p.m. Questions, call the Edgewater, 702-298-2453. And there's a Mojave Area Partnership Promoting Educated Decisions meeting on the 4th of next month. And that is in the Bullhead City Council meeting room up off to the right of the City Council. That's at 9 o'clock. Questions? Call Lori Duggins at the Bullhead City Police Department, 928-763-9200. And we have another mixer coming up on the 11th of next month at Mother's Insurance, 1355 Raymar Road. That's the Bullhead City Chamber. That's at 5:30. Call the chamber if you have questions, 928-754-4121. Josh Turner's coming to the Edgewater, also the E-Center, on the 13th of August, 8 o'clock. Questions, call the Edgewater, 702-298-2453. Sounds of Kingman has a free concert on the 21st next month at Metcalf Park on Route 66. Yeah, from 4 to 6. Any questions or concerns, go to their website, soundsofkingman.com. Ann Wilson, yes, is coming to the E-Center on the 4th of September. Any questions, call the Edgewater, 702-298-2453. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have Grace Heck is in here for the first half hour. She's also running for the two-year seat, which she currently holds. And then Tammy Ring, who was a previous city council member, is coming back and running for the four-year seat. And so they'll both be here tomorrow. The beat goes on. Paul Lavoie is coming up next at the top of the hour after news. He's got the chief of police and the fire chief from Lake Havasu City in the studio. Him and Big Jim will be there. And you can call in down there, too. Questions. 854-5687. That's going to can it for the tuna. I will see you tomorrow. Everyone have a great day. History has turned a page around. The mini skirts, the current thing. Teeny bopper is our newborn king. And the beat goes on. Goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store's a supermodel. Men still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Hey, you know what else I wanted to tell you about? July 26th, the Mojave Electric Cooperative is having a town hall. That's going to be at the Valla Vista Clubhouse in Kingman. On the 27th, it's going to be at the Anderson Fieldhouse in Bullhead City. The 28th, it's going to be at River Valley High School in Laguna. They're 6 o'clock each night, and this is in preparation for them to raise our rates just a little bit. Yeah, because the price of power has gone up. There's also one more in Bullhead City on August the 1st, and that's at the Realtor Building on Hancock Road. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. All the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La di da di dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on. Yes, the beat goes on. And the beat goes on. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.